Joining us live over the phone this morning is Star Valley girls basketball coach Cade Erickson. Coach Erickson, good morning. How are you today?
Great. How are you guys today?
We're doing good, Cade. I do have to start off by giving you quite a compliment. And that compliment is we have a two-time All-State football player known for tackling on our staff, and he could not track you down. After the last game, you are elusive. You still got it, Coach. You still got it.
Well, sometimes after a game, I don't know, just a lot is on your mind.
Oh, I'm,
so I try to keep you guys in mind, but I guess I was getting out of there.
Well, your ladies had a nice outing. Let's talk about that. The last game they played, they were at Marsh Valley last weekend, and that was kind of a battle back and forth. But your girls pulled it away in the fourth quarter, especially on the strength of your defense. Let's talk about this group of girls, because you know sometimes people get hung up on the record, but your girls have been, I mean, they're 2-7, but they have been within single digits, you know, 3-4 times. They've had some close games, just haven't tipped their way. But what are you seeing every day in practice, and what are some things that you're hoping to see as you slip into conference play here by next weekend?
Yeah, so as you talked about the 2-7 record, it's always something that the outsiders look at, and we even kind of, you know, look at as coaches, but we look at it a lot like you, Dal, as far as we were within a few of those games, which makes a big difference. But I think the biggest thing goes along like that is that we're not practicing as a 2-7 team. These girls still believe in themselves. We believe in them as coaches. And the practices we had this last week after that win against Marsh Valley have just been intense. The girls are going at it 110%. They're pushing each other. Last night, actually, we had a little quick feet drill, and if you got beat out, you were eliminated, and it got very physical, and it just kind of shows what kind of team we are and what we can be. So that win in Marsh Valley, I think, was big for us in a handful of ways. First of all, getting a win, and then second of all, I felt that every girl that played contributed, and we had to use a lot of girls that game just because of quarters and having the lower class of freshman and sophomore over in Kemmer, and then just being short JV, so we had to double up on quarters and stuff. And so every girl that came in and contributed, and it's not everything, but you know, I got to have Kenley and Bailey in there. You know, it makes a big difference when they get in foul trouble. It hurts us a lot. And so they were both able to stay in the game, and it made a big difference for us.
Well, Coach, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say it was big to have all the girls on the court contributing, because that's kind of been one of the things you've mentioned in your post-game comments, was got to keep everybody on the floor and out of foul trouble. So has that been maybe a focus? How is that something you work on? I mean, you can say we got to stay on the floor, but how do you work on that that aspect,
you know,
of the game?
To be honest, I've kind of had to go and visit with some previous coaches and kind of get their thoughts of how to visit with the girls, because all the coaches and I visit with them and how important it is to have them on the coach, or have them on the court. But I've had to go visit a few past coaches to kind of get some ideas, and so we work on it a lot in practice, calling fouls a little bit closely, because a lot of times in practice we just let it go, and because there isn't a ref there, you know what I mean? But big thing is visiting with them and telling them how important they are. To be honest, if they can't stay out of foul trouble, we really can't use them until the third and fourth quarter, you know, and that kind of encourages them that they want to play more of the game. But they're aware of it. Just, you know, both Bailey and Kenley are so aggressive that sometimes they just find themselves in a little bit of trouble. It's not like they're meaning to do it, but they just love to play, and they love to play aggressive.
Well, you look at Kenley. One word I use for Kenley is Kenley Unleashed. When she's racking up double-digit steals and things like that. But you talked about some of these other girls that have improved and come on and contributed, and you've right out of the gate had to overcome some injuries. Delancey Brogue, of course, worked so hard to have a good season, and her season heartbreakingly ended basically right away. And then you have girls. I thought this last game was a great example of girls kind of coming to the forefront and stepping up. You know, we've seen what Emily Dana has been doing, but Katie Dandridge had a really good game. I think we're continuing to see an improvement and being more comfortable from Matt Christensen. Just your thoughts on some of these girls, because every game, some of these girls are getting a lot more comfortable with what you're asking them to do.
Yeah. And it's getting used to each other. You know, I had three returning starters plus Bailey coming back last year, but you lose Cameron, you lose Maddie and sometimes it takes a little bit for these girls to adjust, but Emily is just works so hard, and you can see it in practice, and she's very competitive. Big thing with her is coming off the bench and getting a few points, and then the boards. I just love how she's playing right now. Katie, she is just that kind of little workhorse that we want. She picked up a lot of garbage points over the weekend in Marsh Valley, and she's the girl that will stick on somebody that we need a good defender on, and she'll focus on that, and that is her main job sometimes when she's on the court. And then, just like I said, Max coming off, took a year off and then is getting more and more comfortable each day, not only in games but in practice. Last night she had a great practice, did a lot of great things. The guards are starting to see those posts and seeing what we can use and utilize them. And then Sheridan, I feel that she's just kind of getting a little bit more comfortable with Mac and her presence in there. And I feel that she's getting better and better every game. We definitely got to have her continue to have the points similar to what she did with Marsh Valley. And then you bring Austin and Cambry Johnson off the bench. They're both solid. They work hard. They help take care of the ball. And then we have a few of those other girls that are just contributing. And I looked at Ambry Nelson the other day when Bailey got in foul trouble and is the first time dressing varsity. And I just said, you need to get ready because you're going in here in a minute. And she went in and played solid too. So I really appreciate those girls that are coming off the bench and giving us solid minutes.
Star Valley High School girls basketball coach Kate Erickson with us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So, Coach, assuming everything settles down weather-wise, you guys have at Preston tomorrow, and then you get into the conference schedule. Of course, a rematch with Soda after the Jackson game next week. But what are you hoping to get maybe tuned up for the Preston game tomorrow night before you take on the Lady Bronx and get into conference play?
Tomorrow night, our goal is just to play solid. I felt overall we played pretty well against Marsh Valley, but we still had, I think it was 20 turnovers, and that's way too many. So we worked a lot this week on our passing and being strong with it and our passing angles, and that's what hurts us a lot. So we're hoping just to be able to have everybody contribute, have that, 8 to 10 points from three or four girls, and then just playing solid as we go. The girls are so excited to play at home. We have not played at home at all this year, so they're excited to play against Jackson next week. I know it's not Jackson's down again this year, but we're still excited to be able to play at home and start our conference play. And then one of the things after we came back to practice the next day after losing to Soda is I think it was Sheridan said, that we talked about that we didn't play very well, but she says, I know we didn't play very well, but I want to get even with them when they come back to Afton. And so we're looking forward to that. And then we're looking forward to getting into our conference play. The girls are excited about it, and they feel that they can do well. And as a coaching staff, we feel the same. And our goal is to win regionals. But my goal personally as a coach is finally get a win against Green River. So that's kind of what we're shooting for right now.
Let's look at some of those teams in the conference. You talk about Green River, of course, maybe being one of your personal goals. But who are some of the teams that you feel like are going to be contending for that Western Conference? Not just in our district, but in the Northwest as well.
Yeah, so I think Cody's up there. They still have Molly Hayes, who's a great ball player, and they lost a couple of the girls from last year. But some of those other girls, as you watch film, they have stepped up, and they're still going to be a big threat. So Cody's definitely going to be one that we have to get past. Kelly Walsh, if you look at their record, they're they're not a winning record, but if you watch film, they're a solid team. I feel that their coach has just gotten better and better each game, and they're going to be a tough competition. And then I think Green River will be too. They did lose two of their main girls to ACL injuries like we did with Delancey, but Carol does a great job with them, and I think they're still going to be tough. So I think those three teams are going to be the toughest that we'll have to play this year. And then Rock Springs is solid, but then after that, they kind of go down.
That's Coach Kate Erickson, Star Valley Lady Braves girls basketball coach. As always, appreciate your time, and hopefully we get to see you in Preston tomorrow night.
We hope so, too. So we'll see what the weather does, but we hope we can make it over there also.
All right, it's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. That's Coach Kate Erickson and Star Valley Lady Braves basketball on the SVI Radio Network.